Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today we're going to be comparing the mind and the brain. And I want to be very clear, this is an analogy, this is a metaphor. It's something like this, but not this. So, you probably have heard before the metaphor of the brain as a computer. So the thing about computers is they have storage, right? And the old computers would have a couple of megabytes of storage, and now they have gigabytes of storage, like your phone probably has gigabytes of storage, and my computer now has a terabyte of storage, and I don't know how many bytes they can go up to, but computers keep increasing in storage capacity and storage efficiency, and that's how the brain works. It's like the storage facility for a computer, and that's why the idea of garbage in, garbage out with the brain is true, because whatever gets put into it is what can come out of it. In other words, it's like a hard drive. And if it's a really big hard drive, there's a lot of data, you know a lot of stuff, well then you'll do really well at pub trivia. And if it's not been used well and you haven't put in very good data, then garbage in, garbage out. When you look for answers to things, you'll kind of get garbagey answers. But the brain is not all we've got. The brain is just a part of the larger mind. So if the brain is like the hard drive, the mind is like the web browser. The mind is what allows you access to a kind of a universal internet. Now, people talk about the subconscious, which would kind of still be ghosts in the machine of your database. But then they also talk about the collective unconscious. And sometimes they'll talk about the super conscious or beyond the conscious. And I think of it in a very simple way. You know how sometimes you just know something that you've got no business knowing? You have a hunch, you have an intuition, and later you find out it was right, or you just know what to do and things unfold in a way that's so perfect, but you couldn't have predicted if you tried to do it logically. Whatever that is that larger internet-like capacity of the mind. And when we get too focused in on trying to improve our brain and train our brain, we lose touch with the fact that the value of a computer these days is its ability to go online. And even a netbook that has virtually no storage is often of more use to people than an old-fashioned computer with a huge hard drive, but not great internet. So, in the same way, we can begin to rely on our mind to find answers to the deeper question and let our brains take care of the simple stuff. Let our brains take care of the data-driven stuff. Now, which is which? Which kinds of things would be better to check in with the hard drive and which kind of things would be better to look up on the internet? When do you go to your brain and when do you go online? Well, your brain is really good for stuff that you already know. So it's a really good place to find a phone number. It's a really good place to remember how to open a door. It's a really good place to remember people's names. It's a really good place to remember facts and figures from school. But it's a terrible place to go for philosophy. It's a terrible place to go to try to answer questions about how shall I live. It's a terrible place to go to get creative, because all you'll ever get is a rearranging of what's already in there. And so if you want to get more out of your mind, you want to recognize that the brain can be trained, and you can put better and better and better things into your brain. But ultimately, the most useful things that you're going to learn about life, the most useful answers you're going to get to creative questions, the most insightful bits of wisdom that will come to mind will come from mind, not from the brain. They will come from the unknown, the not yet known, not from the already known. And you can notice for yourself, most people have either developed their brain, but maybe not so much the capacity of the mind, or they live in the capacity of the mind, but they've never taken the time to really put great data into their brain. And you're going to get the most out of the system. You're going to get the most out of your mind by being able to both use your brain and your mind, being able to get value from your hard drive and from your capacity to go online. So your experiment for today is a simple one. It's to just begin to notice, when are you going to your brain and when are you letting things be a no-brainer? When are you going into memory and when are you going into the unknown? And I can tell you that as you start to go into the unknown more and more, you'll still use your brain, you'll still use discretion in the same way as if you search something on the internet, you're not going to just grab the first thing that comes up. But you will begin to access a database of knowledge that is so far beyond the known that you'll be amazed at what starts to open up for you to do. Have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.